Welcome to Questcast, everybody, your adventure through games this week. So I've had a few things happen this week, mostly industry related, since I think games are holding out for all the E3 conferences next week. I think it's in a week. It's the 4th today. I know some are happening on June 10th and June 11th. Anyway, let's get started. You're here with Kieran and my lovely partner in crime, Caitlin.
Hello.
So it seems like every week we've talked about PUBG because Blue Hole Entertainment do something stupid every week. Can you take a guess at what they did this week?
No.
They're deciding to sue Fortnite.
I thought they already tried that.
No, they sued another company over using frying pans.
No, but I thought they... Oh, well, obviously they haven't, but I swear when Fortnite first came out, they tried to sue Fortnite.
I don't think they tried to sue them. I think they had a bitch about it. They were like, oh, we're the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
But like our game better.
Right.
We promise we won't be angry or make stupid decisions.
Okay. And what are they suing them for?
Or
because of? Or
a number of things. Let's just have a look. I essentially think it's that they're suing them for copyright claims against... copyright violation lawsuit because... they copied their game. The only thing that's copied is the concept of the game, all the artwork, all the kind of ways the game works, the building, the weapons are all different from PUBG. So I'm not sure how they're going to – I don't know what they're going to claim to actually win this.
Yeah.
And Epic obviously have much more expensive lawyers. So I think this is a losing fight for them.
Yeah, I don't really know why they're doing it.
Oh, well, all their business decisions, I don't know if it's their business decisions or their lack of keeping the game fresh, but they've apparently lost about half their players since January this year. I'm not surprised at all. I think they spend a bit too much time complaining about things and not enough time, what would be the word, you know, updating their game.
Yeah.
I guess. Because they could just spend some money. Probably some of the money they've spent on suing people and get a decent art team, create all original content for their art. Because some people don't want a cartoony, like, Fortnite experience. They want the kind of more real army thing, and that's fine. But as a company, they're just doing really badly about that. And it just makes no sense. They're obviously just really butthurt about not being the biggest Battle Royale game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, what are you going to do? Next up is Warhammer Vermintide 2. They're doing a free content update. It's fixing a lot of bugs, doing lots of quality life improvements. Do you remember what those are, Caitlin? Do I need to explain them again?
What are they actually updating?
Doing lots of UI updates, making the deeds and daily quests easier, adding some more daily quests, just making everything a bit like the things after probably, what's it been out, 4 months? All the things all the things that they think, oh, players aren't, these aren't fun things for players, or these aren't easy to use UI systems for players and stuff. They're like, we'll change them. That kind of stuff. So it's that amount of stuff. I think they're coming out with some paid expansions soon. If it offers like new campaign stuff and new classes for the heroes, I'm definitely down. I actually really, really like what they've done. I haven't played it enough though, because I guess our friends just don't play it. Oh well. Speaking of games like PUBG that made terrible business decisions, Chinese company NetEase to purchase a stake in developer Bungie. How do you feel about that, Caitlin?
I don't have any feelings on that.
But didn't you just love Destiny so much?
No.
Yeah, that's fair. I think there's some rumors going around that it might be a new IP, or they might be expanding like Destiny in China or a few things like that. At this point, I don't know if that's going to... I don't know if anything can help the game. Like... it's one of those, have they dug their grave too deeply, too quickly?
I don't know.
Well, what would get you back into the game?
I don't know. Probably nothing. I don't, I, Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't that amazing to begin with.
I agree. If what would it have needed at the start for you to have stuck around with it?
I don't know.
More story?
Probably more story.
Better story? The story felt very not entwined with the gameplay at all.
Better character progression, I guess.
Yep, I could see that. Yeah, it didn't feel like you kind of got your went through the tutorial and then you had everything and it wasn't well, you went through the first planet, I think, and then you had everything for your character.
Yeah.
And like class switching wasn't that great. I think it changed your ultimate and that's like it.
Oh, and a few of your side abilities, like the when you dashed or
but that's the thing, like it changed how the dash worked. It didn't like fundamentally change like what the character had, that kind of thing. Like you didn't give one character a jetpack and then the next like a.
Well, it let one of the classes like triple jump or jump and hover.
I guess. It did not feel like enough for a game that's meant to be about you're this soldier or what are they? I don't remember what they were called.
But yeah, I can't remember.
You're this guy that's meant to be in this universe and super customizable because it just felt like you were the same as everyone else that were on those open world planets.
Yeah, because you
open world areas, which I'd like a game like Path of Exile, that kind of customization would be really cool.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be that in depth, but just like a step in the direction they take with it, because their direction is the more customization, the better. If two people are playing exactly the same, we have done something wrong. Which I think is a great way to take that. Overall, I don't think... I think they bought like 100 million or put 100 million into Bungie or something. I don't know if it's going to do well. The game's probably made its money back already, but obviously it hasn't made them all the money in the world, which their investors would have wanted.
Mm.
It happens. Next up, from games that cost too much to free to play, Pokemon Quest. It's passed 1 million downloads on Switch. Have you looked at it yet?
No.
Are you going to look at it?
Maybe.
You haven't had your Switch charged for ages, have you?
No, yeah, by now it would not be charged.
I was playing this on the way to work the other day. It's all right.
I mean, what is it?
It's like a top. It's like not RTS, but kind of RTS because it's kind of like auto. Not auto. It's kind of like you have the Pokemon and they kind of do what they want and you just kind of have to direct them.
Mm.
It's very kind of hands off and it's kind of mobile like for a Switch game. Like, right. I would like a bit more.
Yeah, see, I'm not really interested.
Yeah, a bit more to do, which, like, that's fine. They haven't made this. I don't think they've made this type of game before. So, you know, why not use the IP to do that? It's a good IP to do it with.
Because I think Pokemon's just a bit over flooded.
Yes, they announced the new ones as well, didn't they? This week, I think it's Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu.
I have not heard that.
Oh, so you know how Pokemon Yellow, the Pokemon followed you around?
Yes.
Okay, so they're releasing two games on the Switch. It's essentially like the classic Pokemon games, except you get an Eevee or a Pikachu to follow you around.
Yes.
I think I've sold you on Eevee.
Yep.
It's co-op, and you don't... This is the one thing that doesn't know me about it. There's not Pokemon... You don't fight the Pokemon to catch them. You just run up to them and throw the balls, like in the shows.
In the shows, you fight them.
Do they fight them?
Yeah.
Oh, then...
That was the whole point.
That must be the older shows. I think the newer ones, they like don't battle at all, and everyone just loves their Pokemon. You know. So you still have trainer battles, but you do not have... You just have to throw the Pokeball at the wild Pokemon to catch them and stuff. It's weird.
What do you do?
I think you just keep throwing Pokeballs at them.
But unless you just run around and throw Pokeballs without...
And then you do lots of trainer battles.
Mm.
It is also co-op, from what I saw of the co-op, it's just two friends throwing a Pokeball at the same time and like, yeah, we were super in sync. High five. You know, classic Disney, not Disney, classic Nintendo trailer with like a stock take family sitting at the couch.
Did the boy have a bowl cut?
Do you know what? I don't know, but probably. Yeah. I really want to go watch it now. I think it was teenagers, but like
he almost definitely has a bowl cut.
They have this this recipe for their, I guess, first looks and stuff. Whenever it's a game that uses one of their motion things, like I swear it's always in the same lounge room, same like it's mixed race family.
Lounge room.
It's always a mixed race family.
Oh, of course.
Oh, like everything because about
Kieran, everyone knows that the families that move the most are the mixed race ones.
It's just like they got a brief. They're like, okay, it has to have these things. Like it has to have a boy under the age of 6, a girl
with
over
a bowl cut.
Yeah, a girl over the age of 13.
With
one of them has to be Chinese. The dad
preferably
has to be
one of the dads. Yep, that was right. Two dads. One of them's black.
There's still a wife there as well. Yeah. Just one. There is two dads. Yeah. We don't question it. It's in the trailer.
Exactly.
Oh God. I feel like that is every Nintendo showcase of their technology though. I can even remember it for like Wii Sports and it's like the same for the Nintendo thing.
They were doing it before they even had to do it.
Yeah. Go play Sega. No. What is it? Sonic on our Dreamcast or whatever. No. Oh, that's
with your two black dads.
God. Do they both have to be black? I want mixed race. I want one.
Well, the kids are white. Figure that out.
Oh, I don't understand. But it's exactly what it's like. Either way, Pokemon Quest. I think I've played it for an hour. I think you should get it just to see if you like it.
Did you say it was free?
Yes. Well, free to play. I cannot remember what the things were. It was a bit ridiculous though. Cause, you know.
I cannot remember.
It's not like pay for like consumables, I don't think. It was like you pay this one time fee for something. Didn't look into it because I didn't want to spend money. Which is perfectly fine. Speaking of spending money, Guitar Hero TV shutting down December 1st.
Ooh.
I always, like, when I played the later Guitar Heroes.
What's Guitar Hero TV?
Okay, so let me say it, continue on my story, and it'll reveal what it is to you. Have you played the recent Guitar, not recent, but.
Nothing past.
Three? World Tour?
2000 and.
Something.
Six, seven.
All right, so
the
more recent ones had this thing called Guitar Hero TV. So instead of quick play, you could either buy plays. So you couldn't even get a song. You had to buy plays, and then you could play the songs you want with those plays, or you had to earn them in-game.
Yeah.
To make that more incentivized, they had Guitar Hero TV, which was a service that had, it's kind of like live streaming the songs. And you could play along with them. So it's kind of like a radio station TV thing in your game. They're shutting that service down. So all these games that people had, because they wanted to make more money with them, now won't even work properly.
It's
stupid. Like that type of game really worked well, where you just get like an expansion pack with a bunch of new songs and you could bring it out at a party and play it. Like, trying to monetize that, I thought, was a horrible idea. Because I think what happened...
I mean, when you have to buy the game... Well, hang on. The platform that it's on.
That was really expensive too, because they're like $150. Because you need to get the guitar and stuff with it. It's not just the game.
And then if you wanted to have like two players, you'd have to have another guitar.
Yep.
So considering that you're already having to buy that much to try and make it like... more of a money grab on top of that is a bit.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Bullshit.
Because I remember when I got it, they give you like heaps of plays to start off with for. So you have like the main quest you do, which I can't remember what that was, but you do that and it gives you heaps of plays. And
the fact that you've even just said the word quest is already put me off.
Yep. It's not a quest. It's like, you know, play these headlining shows.
Yeah, like challenges or whatever.
Yep.
Anyway.
So you play them. You get your plays, and then you use them all up. And at that point, I was like, all right, I'm done with the game. Mm. It just went away. Like, it was an expensive piece of crap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're shutting those services down. I'm going on to something better now because that's annoyed me. Something that I love. Path of Exile Incursion just came out.
Yeah. What is it?
It's their newest expansion. So
I know. I saw that my Path of Exile was updating, but I've got no idea.
I saw that mine updated as well. I actually went to their site, and I couldn't say anything about it, really. So
you couldn't? Or
like, it didn't have much on their news about it. They had a fix 20 minutes into it, but that's not interesting to anyone.
The Bestiary one was good.
Yeah, so that I recently just played the Bestiary one. I didn't play as much of it as I should have. I really liked it, though. I thought it was a very new mechanic. I wish you could equip a beast to fight alongside you, though.
That would have been good.
That was the one thing that it was missing.
That is actually how you sold me on it.
Well, that's
to
what...
To start playing it again.
That's
and I
what
got
I
in
thought.
And I said, Kieran, I can't do anything with these beasts except capture them and make items from them.
The Incursion League, Incursion, Patch Notes, Passive Tree, and Item Filter Information. There's a lot of not what I want.
Yeah, that's a lot of words.
Mm-hmm. So there's new skill gems and stuff. Like,
well, that's good.
That is actually always good, because I know a few of their updates didn't have new skill gems. Okay, there's a lot of new skill gems. Let's just go through the first few. Blast Rain, Frost Bomb, Storm Burst, Charge Dash, Orb of Storms. Endurance charge on melee stuns. Oh, so you can get like a stun build. That'd be pretty cool.
Are they new or are they...
Portal. Yeah, I think these are...
Are they updated?
Oh, you actually have a portal spell. You can actually get a portal. Creates a portal to the current area's town. So you can get that instead of having to use your portal scrolls.
Yeah, portal scrolls.
It's probably really rare. I could imagine. Either way, yeah, that's pretty good.
We don't actually know anything about the actual gameplay.
No, I don't. I couldn't see anything about it. It's just all... Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I imagine there's like a little bit of a new story
probably
element to it.
Probably need to actually play it.
Yeah. I could. Yeah. It won't. I don't think it'll be as much content as the Bestiary one, because that was a lot of new
that
content.
That was different.
And it hasn't been long since then.
The only thing I would say is with the Bestiary one, you should have been able... Like, yep. I don't know how far along you got with it, but...
I did the first and second chapter.
When you create items from the animals that you capture, it uses up those animals, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So like then you're back to square one, and you have to go like find other monsters.
Yeah. See, I think they went the wrong approach with that. Like,
because once you build up a collection, you like my whole thing was collecting like one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
See, my thing would have been raising a cool animal and having it fire beside me.
Well, also that, but given that that wasn't an option, my new thing was like trying to collect every single animal. So then when I went and used an item and found out that that animal was like now gone and I have to go capture it again if I want to make something else, was
yeah,
annoying.
It, especially for the rarer ones.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Completely get where you're coming from. I kind of understand why they did it, because the focus is around the items you equip. But if the monsters were an item, like a new item slot, like it just would have turned into the same thing.
Mm.
And you would have had a cool thing with you.
But then they wouldn't have been able to sell their pets as well in their store.
I still think they would have. I think people would still want...
Oh, I have no doubt that there will be people that want the pets as well as the monsters as well as everything else. But I think that they avoided it for fear that people would prefer the animals over the pets and then they wouldn't get sales.
Do you want to hear the one thing that I'm about to tell you that I know you would spend money on and everyone else would?
What?
Pet skins. If you could equip a pet and put a cool skin on it, that would sell much more money than the little pets they have in there now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're thinking about it right now and you're like, yeah, I'd spend money on that.
Yeah.
You would spend money more on that pet than you would on your whole character.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. See, I knew it. That's right. I'll just put my resume into their business team right now.
Copyright. We copyright that idea.
Trademark. I'm fairly certain that you can't copyright that idea. But we should ask Bluehole. Maybe they understand the copyright laws better than us, apparently.
Clearly.
Yeah, they're doing well. Doing well. Anthem trailer for EA E3 press launch. So, I don't know if you looked at this, but they did an... I hate it when companies do this. Mm. They did an announcement on Twitter. It was a teaser to their trailer.
Ew.
I have brought this up on other Questcasts about companies doing this. I'm like, you're so up yourself, you need a teaser for your trailer.
No.
They need all the press they can get, though, because everybody hates EA at the moment.
Yeah, well, teasing us for a trailer isn't going to be the way to do that.
Do you know what's annoying? Like, there's enough time between Battlefront 2 and Anthem coming out that everyone who I know that didn't get... I knew a few people that got Battlefront and they're probably just really easily impressed. But I knew a lot of people that didn't get it who did want it after what they did to the game. But I reckon they'll forget what happened and Anthem come out, it'll be all pretty, and they'll be like, we're going to get Anthem. I'm like, you guys learned nothing.
This time it'll be different.
It's never different. I don't think it's been different one. It's gotten worse every time.
They're just pushing to see how far they can push.
Well, they pushed far enough that it became...
And now they'll go, like, just one step less.
They have to go lots of steps less, or they can't sell their game in some countries.
Yeah, but I mean... It doesn't matter.
No, what? Sorry, you go.
No, I meant that they pushed as far as they could, saw where the line was that, like, people will actually cut out and be like, no, I'm not buying the game. Now they'll just tone that back a bit, so that people will buy the game, but they haven't actually really improved very much.
If they kept the horrible practice that was their loot boxes in the game, but just said nothing, I think it would have been all right. It was one of their developers' comments on Reddit that became the most downvoted comment in Reddit history.
Yeah, what did he...
He essentially said, if you want to not spend money, we want our players to feel a sense of pride and accomplishment. And like,
oh, that's right. The whole like the impossible leveling and
yeah, like whatnot. It would like a normal person who just wants to buy the game and play it. It's like, let's say if you worked a full time job, you were not getting all the stuff in it for a long time.
Yeah,
I really hate that way of playing. I think you should not through a loot box system be able to earn everything a game.
Mm.
I remember days when it was earned by like, if you get so many kills with this character, you unlock a skin for that character.
Yeah.
Which makes...
Actual challenges and...
Because I don't want to be playing... Let's say I play one character in a game. I don't want to get skins for all these other characters because it's a random drop. I just... Maybe I want that. And maybe I've already paid for the game and don't feel I should have to pay more.
Mm.
It's so...
I mean, we don't have to open up this Pandora's box of... Of a loot box discussion.
I hate loot boxes so much. I hate people that think, it's just cosmetics, because it's not.
Okay, moving on.
I will never move on. It is forever a sin. This is my religion. Good game design is my religion. Speaking of EA and Battlefront and Anthem, EA Motive officially expands into two offices. That is the first time I think I've ever heard of an EA office expanding. It's always, we bought this company and they didn't make the game. We ruined the game that they were making. We put lots of loot boxes in it. It didn't make the money that we thought it was going to make, so we shut the studio down. And that's been happening for the last 15 years. So this is the first time I think I've ever heard something good happening to a EA studio.
Right.
Because, BioWare, there you go. There's one that like got destroyed. Well, it's not destroyed yet, but they pulled it apart, ruined some IPs.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the EA effect is. It makes me sad.
Oh.
Anyway, let's go on to some positive news. You like Fallout games?
I do.
Have you seen Fallout 76?
I've seen a little bit.
Do you know anything about
it? Teasery things.
Do you want to tell me anything you know about it?
The only thing that I've really seen is that they think that it's going to be obviously on about Vault 76.
I thought it was going to be about Vault 67.
Hence the name. But other than that, I don't really...
All right.
Haven't really seen anything.
So it's not going to be single player and not in probably a way that interests you. I think they say it's an online survival RPG, so it's probably going to be like Rust and what's another one? I can't think, but essentially I think there's going to be vaults all around this area and you'd have to survive in them and steal from other players and all that kind of stuff. Off of what has been rumored. They're revealing more on June 10th.
Yeah, really? That's not what it looked like when I watched it.
It was a cinematic trailer, not a gameplay trailer.
No, I meant from what I saw, it looked like it was more about life in the vault.
I don't know how they do that and an online survival.
Well, I didn't know anything about this online survival thing.
That's the rumor, though. Like, it could be wildly different.
From the footage of the actual game that I've seen, it looked like it was more of a, like, what if you didn't leave the vault sort of game.
Maybe they can work that. It's definitely, I think they've confirmed that it is going to be online multiplayer. So, okay. We'll find out more on June 10th,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. And I spelled it Bethesda's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I'm surprised they haven't done something like that for Skyrim, actually. Oh, they've got the MMO, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, could you imagine a Battle Royale or online survival Skyrim? Like, people would eat that shit up. Like, people love... not Skyrim, sorry. Elder Scrolls is the world, I guess. Skyrim's just one part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I learned this the other day, actually, that the biggest one of their games, like the one with the most world in it and stuff, is actually their first game. It was kind of text adventure-y and stuff, but it had the most stuff in it and all the lands.
Of what?
So you know how each Elder Scroll, the Elder Scrolls universe has like it has Daggerfell, it has Skyrim, Morrowind, all these different places. The first game actually went to all of them; it didn't just focus on one.
Because
as they get more graphics and more stuff, they've actually been making the game smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, well, they have to.
Well, Oblivion was smaller. Skyrim was then bigger, but that's given the illusion to people, I think, that Skyrim's the
biggest
when. Apparently it's not. Oh, I already knew that Morrowind and the first two were much more in-depth and stuff. But I didn't know that like the first one was apparently the biggest of the areas.
Mm.
So there you go.
Yep.
They're doing some good stuff. So Steam released a business update. What are your thoughts on Steam?
I don't have any.
That's my girl. Let's see, what did they say? They essentially talked about how good they were, how much they loved themselves. The community didn't agree with them. So they went on about their new way of like bringing games out was one of the big points. They said, when it was just a team of us in Seattle working away to approve games, we approved 5 games per week. We moved to Greenlight, and, you know, that was a good step in the right direction. And we were able to approve 70 games a week. But now, with Steam Direct, we approve 180 games a week. Out of that 180 games, maybe one is good. Maybe one is an actual game.
Mm.
So, like, they're bragging about this stuff, but is it something to brag about?
I don't know.
Because what I saw from comments online about their... business update what their press conference, whatever it was, everyone was just like, yeah, but like your platform's failing, people are moving elsewhere, like I'm going to GOG, people are just sticking with games they like, and people are opening their own launchers, like Bethesda launcher, Battle.net has like their launcher for Activision games and their games now, like Call of Duty 5 is on that now, it won't be on Steam. Is it Call of Duty 5?
I don't know.
Oh well. Who else? So Origin have their launcher. Like, if they were more proactive about keeping it a good experience for everyone, I think they would still be a much... Like, they're still a big platform. I don't want it to sound like I don't think it is, but I think they could have a much more chance of not losing more people.
Mm.
And they would have a lot more of the bigger games.
Because
I think they just have given up in caring about other, other publishers' games. Like the big publishers, that is.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, we'll still be in business. We trust. Or it just seems like they're making not terrible business mistakes. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. They're just like in denial about it, maybe?
Maybe.
That's what I feel. It's definitely what it seems like from their way of conducting what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to some horror games. Crying is Not Enough. I only learned about this today.
Yeah.
Comes out, what's today? The 4th. So in 4 days, on June 8th. What'd you think of the trailer?
It looked okay.
It looked okay. So what about the scariness?
Well, I don't know. You don't.
You can't tell when you're watching a trailer? You can't tell
when it's a trailer.
That's fair. I think I liked that I'm not sure if that was zombies or...
I assume zombies.
But they were like kind of porcelain looking as well.
The vein of zombie.
I think they were like modded humans of some sort.
Mm.
But the way they laughed and stuff when they chased you was pretty creepy. I think that'd be creepier than like just a normal zombie.
Probably. But at this point.
I mean, it's hard to tell, but I...
Because there's, like, zombies are so done.
They are, for new games, I think they are. I think if you're a Resident Evil or a Silent Hill or one of those types, you can still, like, that's your genre.
Yes, but that's what I meant.
Yeah. It also looked like a kind of slower game. I like the slower zombie games that are more suspenseful. I'm not a fan of the action ones because action makes them less scary.
Yes, it does.
If there's 70 zombies chasing you... That is less scary than one zombie chasing you. Yes. And I do not know why.
Because it takes away... Like, when it becomes 70 zombies, it's quite obvious that one single zombie can't...
As dangerous.
Can't hurt you, whereas one on its own, and especially if you are defenseless, like if you don't have weapons...
Yeah.
Or the means to fight, then like that's a lot scarier.
No,
that's why Amnesia did so well.
Still haven't played it.
Ugh. Neither have I, technically.
You've watched it, I assume. Yeah.
But that was the whole point of Amnesia, was like, it was pretty much, I'm going out on a limb to say the first of its kind, to do the whole, you're in this place, you've got puzzles, you need to work to get out of this house, but you also have no way to defend yourself, so you have to run and hide.
I mean, Silent Hill had moments like that, but not the whole game.
Yeah. No, this was entirely,
yeah,
there are monsters, you cannot fight them, don't try to fight them, run away, hide, don't get caught.
It's like all those walking simulators, which I've played one. I'm not that great of a fan of. I prefer...
Well, I mean, there were still puzzles and stuff that you needed to work through.
Yeah, that has.
And clues and things like reading things that you had to like figure out.
See, that actually sounds a lot better anyway.
Yeah.
Because the ones I played had very little story and it was just these big worlds. It was like it was made by artists that had no gameplay expertise or no story expertise.
Yeah.
And... A few of them are sold pretty well. I just don't understand why. But no, that's that. Moonlighter came out this week. I think we talked about it last week. It is a game where you are a like shop front, or you run a shop during the day and you moonlight at night killing monsters for items and stuff for that shop. I wanted to play it this week, but we didn't get around to it. Did you see much on it?
Just the trailer that you showed me.
It's on Switch as well, I think. So I might get it on Switch. It seems like a fun game to play on Switch. It's like Graveyard Keeper's coming out soon. There's Moonlighter, Stardew Valley. I think Stardew Valley started a thing. It looks like people are getting into these types of games.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. I really like them.
Yeah.
Really, Harvest Moon started it, but...
Let's not go there.
Yeah, I think Harvest Moon obviously started that kind of genre-like thing, but Stardew, pushed it to the boundary of making it a little bit mainstream. How much Stardew have you played?
A fair bit when it came out. I want to try this multiplayer thing.
I think I can play it with you. Can't remember if you can play it from Steam to GOG. We'll see. All good. All right, moving on to Guild Wars 1. So I saw a blog post. I think I mentioned this a month ago, that after 10 years, Guild Wars 1 had an update. Random graphical update.
Yes, you did.
So the two developers that did that wrote a bit of a story about why that happened. I thought it was just interesting, so we'd talk about it. Their servers moved from one location to another. I think they're moving it from on-site to AWS.
Right.
While doing that, one of the servers exploded.
Oh, shit.
Losing a lot of stuff. And yeah. So they're like, fuck, we have to go back and do some stuff to fix this and that kind of stuff. While going back, they're like, oh, it's been 10 years since this game came out. They looked at certain things and were like, oh, we could do this. It's much better. It'll render much better doing it this way. And they just got caught in a week of oh, and then we can do this and then we can do this. And it just became a small patch, breathing a little bit of life back into the game just because they were moving servers and something broke.
Out of necessity.
Yeah. It was just random. Funny. Two guys were just like, oh, yeah.
It also means that it probably won't be receiving much more attention.
No, not at all.
Unless they suddenly become very passionate about reinvigorating.
I think they are revisiting fixing some bugs in it, from what they said, because they didn't realize how many people still played it based on that, because they got a massive...
Inflood of contact as soon as the server blew up.
Well, no, actually. It was when they reached out to the forum. They were like, oh, we fixed these things on the game. Is there, other things you guys wanted on it while we're here kind of thing? And apparently, it just blew up. They were expecting, maybe 5 replies, and they got something 380.
Right, yeah.
It was enough that they were like, oh, all right, people still want this. And it's probably cheap enough to run the service for them that it's a little bit worth it.
Yeah.
I still like number one better. Well, I like the concept of number one better.
Sure.
I've told you about how it works, right?
Yes.
I could go on about it forever. Oh, good. I won't. Instead, I'll move on to League of Legends developer Riot Games working on a new Battle Royale game. The CEO had an interview with French media. Thoughts?
Okay.
So League of Legends is like Dota. Dota. I think a Battle Royale game with the 110... Heroes of Dota would be really fun.
Yeah, okay. So is that going to be with their League of Legends heroes?
I hope so.
Or are they just trying to hop on the bandwagon of Battle Royale games?
I don't think they need to hop on the bandwagon. They make a lot of money.
I'm not saying they need to. I'm just saying they want to. Because
probably needs a little bit more
research. It's popular and...
I care less about what they're actually going to do and just want to know what we think of playing Dota or League of Legends or what's the BattleNet one that didn't do so well? Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah.
Storm of the Heroes. Yeah. Any of them I think would be pretty fun going into... Actually, I just realized the Battle Passes Cavern is exactly what that's going to be. You go into the cavern with a team of people and you knock out other teams trying to get somewhere.
Is it? That'll be awesome.
That is exactly what it is. Huh.
Is it going to look like...
I don't know what.
Top down still?
Cavern.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be exactly the same.
So it won't be as good.
Why is that?
Because a third person view of your hero in a battle royale.
But that you wouldn't be able to play the game easy.
What game?
Dota.
We're not playing Dota, we're playing a Battle Royale game with the Dota heroes.
Oh, well, I'm talking about what they're doing with the cavern.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that won't be as good.
No, I think it'd be better. I prefer the way I control my Dota hero now to playing a third-person or first-person game. It's very... For multiplayer games, anyway, I guess that's how I prefer it. Like, if I'm playing, like, a nice story game where I can appreciate the visuals in my own time and appreciate the content and the story, then, yeah, third-person or first-person I'll play. Preferably third. I'm trying to think of all the games that I've played. It's only Skyrim and the Elder Scrolls series that's really been first person for me.
Mm-hmm.
For RPGs.
Well, there you go.
Because, like, what, The Witcher, Fable, trying to think of other big games that I've played. Let's look at my Steam list for a second. Just quickly.
Yeah, we haven't played Bioshock. That's first person.
There you go. It's something I do want to play. But, like, a lot of the just old games, like...
How much do you know about Bioshock?
Nothing, which is actually really good. Because that'll give me, like, a nice
thing out of play. Maybe you should
play it. I should. But, like, when we played Ghost of a Tale, all those games from, like, the 64 era and stuff, all the adventure games, great third-person games. So I think that's why I prefer that in my single-player experience.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Okay.
It would make sense. We'll look into this more and come back with some opinions next week, maybe. And maybe if Dota brings out the cavern. Who knows? So to finish this week off, I haven't got it on the list, but E3 is coming next week. So most of the press conferences should be over with by our session or our questcast next week. So I don't know, maybe we do a longer quest cast to kind of condense all the information that comes out into one or split it over 2 weeks. What do you think?
Maybe we just wait and see what they actually cover and whether they actually cover anything.
All right, so the first 2 minutes of quest cast next week will be Skyrim on X platform.
Yep.
Washing machines.
Which is funny because I was just watching a video on Skyrim VR, so.
Oh, goddamn. See, some things I think VR is good. Mm-hmm. You need to make the content from it. From what I've seen of games ported to VR, they look not great.
Yeah, well, this guy was going on about how they were like, okay, so essentially for the VR Skyrim edition, they like added like a little bit of interactive menus and changed like 3D weapons sort of things. And then he was like, but they did nothing with the sound. So you can't tell which direction the sound's coming from.
That's horrible.
So someone else has made a patch for it, which fixes that.
That is the Bethesda way.
Yeah.
Bethesda is like, guys, we didn't make a game this year. Quick, team, what can we add to Skyrim that they'll rebuy it? Everyone will rebuy it.
I think you really need to watch this video because he just goes all out. I think you'll really enjoy the video.
It sounds like I made the video with my... people do not understand.
Just about.
Understand my legitimate hate for Skyrim. It's so legitimate. The thing is, it could have been a great game as well. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to watch it.
Yep.
Thank you for listening, everybody. It was a bit shorter this week, but next week is going to be... I don't know what we're going to do. 2 weeks or one long session. So thanks. What have we been playing this week? We've been playing lots of Dota, as usual.
Dota, State of Decay.
Yes, we played State of Decay. That is up on YouTube.
I saw you've been playing a little bit of Stellaris.
I have been playing the new expansion to Stellaris, Distant Stars. It's really cool. I'm really enjoying that. I think they breathed a bit of life back into the story of Anomalies. Like they made them, they're not, some of them aren't just one-time events now. Like you'll do it. And it'll unlock other kind of pathways and stuff like that. Anyway, stuff like that is, I think, really good quality of life updates because they're like, oh, you know, people like these things. We'll expand on that thing.
Yeah.
And I like companies that do that, actually, because like I keep going back to Stellaris because yes, they do this. Do. Whereas there's definitely games that we've played where they bring it out like, yeah, we promised all these things. Oh, look, we're making a new game.
Yeah. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, solo company.
No, we're EA now.
Yeah, just shit like that. Whereas Paradox Games, they stick with their games for a long time. If I buy a Paradox game, like a Paradox published game, 9 out of 10 times, this game's going to be supported and I will be able to play it for a long time without worrying that it's just going to be abandoned and shit.
Yeah.
So if you want me to pre-order your game, you need to do more of that and less of the, okay, everyone's pre-ordered it. We've stopped working on it now.
Yeah.
We've done our job.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
Dota.
More Dota. You haven't been playing PUBG?
No. Pretty much just, yeah, that.
What about your mobile games and stuff?
Haven't actually been playing mobile games.
Fair enough.
I go through phases of playing a game and then...
You haven't spent any money on mobile games, have you?
No.
Oh, thank God.
God, no.
I'm happy if you spend to buy the game and there is no purchases in the game afterwards.
I don't do that. I don't do like microtransactions or anything like that.
But I don't know of a good game that's like that. Like, I bought Vice City on my phone a while ago. A while ago, I mean like 2 years ago. What, like 4 years ago, whenever it came out. That was like $15, but it was... If it wasn't on a phone, I would have played longer. It was a waste of money. I know this now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nostalgic. And I was just like, oh, this is really cool. I think I played like 2 hours of it. And I was just like, yeah. But still better than what most people spend on mobile games. So
yeah, some people go a little crazy.
There's a... I can't remember what it was. Saw a thing on it this week about targeting... Oh, okay. It was about Star Citizen. Star Citizen have a $27,000... microtransaction thing.
Have
$27,000
for what?
Everything in the game.
You can buy everything in the game.
Yep.
For $27,000.
So essentially, you can pay $27,000 and have no reason left to play.
All right.
So that is for whales. Do you know what the term whales means? I assume.
It rings a bell, but...
So in mobile games, a whale... Let's say you have a target of $100,000 to keep the game running for the year, right? You've spent $100,000, you need to make $100,000. This is obviously not correct with the money, but we get the idea. The whale is like someone... Oh, if someone spends $90,000 on our game, you know, that one person has been a whale to us. They're like the big portion of the thing. So you'll see a lot of mobile games target their big spenders rather than evening out the gameplay and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
They'll make it so the more you spend, the better, quotation marks, air quotes, blah, 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 you are against other players.
Yeah.
Because that's why they're all pay-to-win systems in those multiplayer mobile games.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, like... That never flies with normal games. I don't know why it flies with them.
It just seems to.
But yeah, rich mobile game players like being better than everyone. I think that's what they're trying to do with... Well, you've always been able to buy lots of stuff in Star Citizen. I think they just made one pack for it. Now, the funny part or the exclusivity part is to be able to qualify to buy the $27,000 pack, you need to have already spent $1,000. On the game.
Oh, come on.
So it gives that extra tier of exclusivity to those people that buy it, and they'll think, oh, I bought this, and I'm fancy.
And not everyone can buy this, but, oh, for God's sake.
So there's that.
There's actually people. Of course there's actually people.
Look, we'll look at it next week, I reckon, and we'll see if people...
Have bought it?
Bought it. There'll be some things on it. Anyway... thank you for watching. This is Questcast. We're back next week with the lovely E3 adventures that we will be taking through all the press conferences. So thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time.